to matters much more serious, and that is the matters of the housing crisis that we're living through. The government unveiled its housing plan yesterday, making all sorts of changes to taxation, to targets to build, to involvement of the Land Development Agency, local authorities, focusing on people in homelessness, new homeowners as well. The plan promises 15,000 affordable home supports will be provided for families, couples and single people. The First Home Scheme, the Help to Buy Scheme, the Starter Home Purchase Scheme and the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant. They're also going to extend the First Home and Help to Buy Schemes. The plan also says 20,000 homes will be brought back into use via the Vacant Property Refurbishment Grant. For low and middle income households, the government has said it's aiming to deliver 12,000 new build social homes on an average every year to the end of 2030. Also says the Land Development Agency has had an injection of €2.5 billion in further funding to support the delivery of social and affordable homes. That's just some of the things contained in this housing plan. With me on the line to talk about it in more detail now is the Minister for State with responsibility for disability at the Department of Children, Equality, Disability Integration and Youth, Hildegard Nocton. Minister Nocton, good morning to you and thanks for joining me in the programme.
Good morning, Gerry.
We'll talk in a moment about the overall scheme of what's being promised and what you're hoping to achieve with this, but how conscious are you of, I suppose, the clock ticking and the pressure from all sides to finally start getting things right on housing?
Yeah, over the last 10 months since this government came in, we've introduced a series of reforms to speed up the delivery of housing. So in relation to timing and the priority for government, it's all about delivery of housing over the term of this government, but beyond out to 2030. And I can tell you, as a minister who sits at the cabinet table, this is an absolute top priority for government, looking at ways we can unlock the challenges and barriers that are in place, be it through planning, through access to finance, and listening to those within the sector and people on the ground who are trying to buy their own first home, trying to, you know, access funds, grants for vacant, derelict buildings to turn them into homes for people. So there's a huge range of measures that we've implemented already through the budget and since we came in, but now through this housing plan. So the aim here is to deliver a minimum of 300,000 homes, including starter homes, out to 2030. That includes social homes. This is all about increasing supply of housing of all types right across the country.
With that in mind, probably the most intense area of debate over the last number of weeks has been that speed and that promise to make things happen faster, to overhaul or clear the regulatory backlogs, the delays, the hurdles developers have to get through, even infrastructure, state agencies trying to deliver infrastructure. Is that the biggest challenge? Will that happen? You're talking about it. You're saying targeting judicial reviews particularly. Is that going to happen? Is it going to have to happen quickly as well to get this sorted?
Yes. So just to give you some very practical examples of a measure that we announced there in the last couple of weeks, and the response I've got back from the construction sector, people who are developers on the ground in our towns and villages, one of the huge was around wastewater treatment plans and the delays with Uisge Éireann getting those projects over the line. So what we did was we have changed the rules to allow developers to deliver new standalone wastewater treatment plans to speed up housing villages. So, for example, if a developer wants to build a housing estate or a number of houses, 100 houses, they can develop the wastewater treatment plans themselves in accordance with, of course, the guidelines of Uisge Éireann, and then hand that water treatment, the wastewater treatment plant, back to Uisge Éireann after the development has completed. And this is the feedback on that has been really positive. Another area was around the apartment building. We have 40,000, more than 40,000 planning permissions sitting there at the moment because of the, I suppose, they're just not viable to build. But because now we have reduced the VAT down to 9% for new apartment buildings, the private sector have clearly come out and said that these 40,000 plus planning permissions now are viable. So that's going to increase the supply. And we've extended the planning permission as well for apartments again that were about, their planning permission was about to lapse. So one example this week, there's one development of 200 plus apartments that will now go to construction in January because of that. So there, that's an example of wastewater treatment delays, of planning permissions that needed to be extended that are about to lapse, that will unlock a significant number of housing for people right across the country. We're also asking our local authorities to zone more land, and we're going to have, I suppose, targets and league tables, for want of a better word, of local authorities right across the country, to incentivise local authorities to really up their game in relation to the delivery of housing. And those who do that will be compensated or incentivised financially. We also are giving extra powers to the Land Development Agency. They've been given an extra 2.5 billion to deliver more homes across the country. And we have our housing activation office within the department. That's going to be a key driver, a key office there to help again unlock those project barriers and unlock sites across the country.
Okay, let me ask you this. Is the absence of annual housing targets an admission of defeat? Are you afraid of the numbers if they're not going the right way?
No, this is a target of 300,000 homes out to 2030. And we know how housing, I suppose, works. There's peaks and troughs when you go from, you know, design, planning. And if you look at our last programme, our Housing for All programme, we actually met those targets. Last year, the delivery numbers were down, but the overall figure of our Housing for All plan, our previous plan, we actually met our targets. So this 300,000 figure out to 2030, it's not a maximum. This is a minimum figure. And we have got the response that we're getting from the sector, those who are on the ground building houses, has been really positive. So there will be peaks and troughs. So, you know, it might be down one year, but up, you'll have a real, I suppose, an influx, an uplift of housing as we go through those years. But what we need to do is continue to create the environment for the building of houses, for social, affordable, for people to be able to own their own homes. So we've increased those schemes like the Help to Buy scheme, the First Home scheme. And we'll also be revising the planning criteria in rural areas to support people to build land on in their own towns and villages and the surrounding areas.
And you're confident your model of involving the private sector, incentivizing the private sector, making tax changes for the private sector will work to deliver, because opposition parties are saying you're going the wrong direction. Fundamentally, this is the biggest difference between ye. They're saying the state should be involved and private sector involvement minimised because the market doesn't work in this area.
We cannot do this without the private sector. Absolutely, the state is investing a huge amount of money. We're actually the largest house builder within the state. And when we talk about the state, that includes the Land Development Agency, which we're giving 2.5 billion euro to. But we absolutely need the private sector. The whole cost of this will be 20 billion euro to achieve these housing targets. And we can't, and anyone who thinks we can't do it without the private sector, come out, engage in these with the sector, talk to people on the ground, to local authorities, and we need a combination of housing, as I say, social, affordable, people be able to draw down their own mortgages. Last year, for example, we had 27,000 first-time buyers who were able to draw down mortgages because of our Help to Buy scheme. So that's the highest number since 2007. So absolutely, we need the state, which we are absolutely doing, investing over 275 billion out to 2030. And 100 billion of that is going directly towards housing. That's 1 euro in every 3 euro will be spent on housing out to 2030. There's other funding for Irish Water, for ESB. These are all the infrastructure barriers or challenges that have been raised with us in relation to the delivery of housing. So the short answer to your question, we need both the state, but we do need private as well investment.
Okay. And will that private sector involvement deliver affordable homes? This is aside from the social housing that's going to be delivered in the targets you've talked about there. This is the starter homes for young families, particularly in rural Ireland. At the moment, if you earn over a certain amount of money, you don't qualify for support, so you don't qualify for grants. You're working, you're looking to get a starter home in your area, and it's just totally unaffordable. And what has been built over the last number of years is not affordable, or else it's social housing that people don't qualify for. Are you going to fix that element of the problem?
Yeah, so this is all about supply. The more supply you have within the market, it brings down the cost of housing right across the board. So we need a combination of cost rental. There will be people who will want to rent. There will be people who will want to buy their first home. And I've given the examples of what we're doing there around the first home scheme. And just to say that in the Help to Buy scheme, that's many parties in the opposition want to scrap. And we need a combination of the social and affordable. And I've visited many sites in my own constituency here in Galway and across the country where private builders working with the local authorities have been identifying sites and building homes, affordable and social homes for people, and approved housing bodies, obviously, as well across the country, who play a key role in this.
Okay, Minister, that's where we're going to leave it for this morning. Thanks very much for talking to me in the programme. That's Minister Hildegard Nocton outlining the government's housing plan. What do you make of it, of what you've read, of what you've seen so far? Give us your thoughts, 0667 123 666. You can text or WhatsApp us on 083 300 300.